It's 8:30.
Saturday Night Theatre.
Jeder Widerstand ist rechtswidrig. Wir werden euch jetzt mal zeigen, was Vergeltungsmaßnahmen sind. Maintenant vous comprenez. Ihr seid verantwortlich. Ihr alle seid verantwortlich. Feldwebel. Jetzt!
The Rose Garden by Nick McCarthy, with Nigel Anthony as Tony Parker and Arnold Peters as Alan Bryant. The Rose Garden.
Well, they ran out of sausages, Tony.
I'll live.
Did you eat this morning?
You know what I ate this morning.
Yes, a glass of scotch.
Well, it's not every day you get a letter from your wife saying divorce is okay by
G&T
her.
G&T for you, Jill. Scotch for you, Tony. Yes. No sausages, they've run out.
Yes, I know, thanks.
Cheers.
Well, cheers. Cheers to a happy divorce, Tony. Drink up.
Cheers.
What are you planning to do, Tony, now?
I don't know. Work's thin. Can't seem to place the features I used to.
Looking for something juicy?
Not what you mean by that, George, no. I could use a good story, something strong. Jacko Peters on the Star told me he'd be interested. It's just finding the right one.
And if you don't?
Now, you know what my bank balance looks like, love, a disaster area.
You serious about wanting a story?
Very, yes. Why?
Oh, I've got something might interest you, old lad.
Yeah?
I was down at the Escapers Club the other night.
Oh, no, hold on, George. Not another war story. We've had enough of them, surely to God.
How old are you?
Now, don't give me that old line, George. I was in it and you have a lot to be grateful for. You young men don't know what it's all about. Hear one story, you've heard them all.
Oh, Tony, love. That sounds a bit chilly from you.
That's true. The fact of life.
You want to hear it?
Could we stop you?
We were talking the way you do. Anyway, I'd been shot down on a raid. Whole fuselage shot off and me winding my gun turret to the back. Whining like mad to make a big enough gap to get me and my trusty chute through. Damned uncomfortable feeling, I can tell you. We were miles off course by this time. The rest had it. Anyway, down I float, sweet as a bird. Pitch up at a farmhouse. And off we go on a cross-country, down one of those escape lines you lads are so fond of writing about.
Speak for yourself, George.
I'll ignore that. Well, one of the villages I went through is in the south. Nice place. A small town, really. Anyway, and this is the point.
Oh, good.
A chap I knew still lives there. Was a member of the Marquis group in the area.
So?
He's English. He stayed on.
Is that so unusual? I mean,
oh, it happens, yes.
And what's his name?
Ah, you're interested, see? We didn't exactly swap names in those days, old son. Security. The RAF Escapers Club might help you, if it interests you.
No, it's a so what story, George. There's nothing there.
No?
I wouldn't buy it, no.
6 months ago, an English journalist was found in his burned-out car in the south of France. Remember?
Yes. Yes. He was working for an agency.
Well, he was found in the same village. The village where the Marquis was strong. The village I came through. The village in which this Englishman still lives. Well?
Well, what?
Suppose he was on to something. Something somebody else didn't want brought out in the open. It'd make a story, wouldn't it?
Well, perhaps.
And you speak the lingo, old boy, don't you? You could ferret about a bit. Anyway, the change would do you good, even if there was nothing in it.
Yeah. Maybe it would. Thanks, George. I'll think about it.
Bert! Bert!
Oh, you'll have to stop smoking those, Bert.
I've got a happy pleasure, Tony. Did you find what you wanted?
Yeah, this para here. I'd like a copy. Plus any follow-up in the next few days' editions. Can you fix that, mate?
Alfred Porter. A British journalist found in his car in the forest near... That's nearly a year ago, Tony.
Yeah, but can you do it? By 11. I've got an appointment with God then. Okay?
Okay.
Oh, it's you.
Ah, now, there's no need to look so disapproving. I've got an appointment.
I know. I nearly took the morning off.
Oh, you're a charming woman. Did anyone tell you? Is he in?
Well, he's expecting you.
My coffee black with cream, okay?
Oh. It's a chance, Jacko. It's what I'm good at. Digging up facts, putting them together, making sense. You know that.
But he's been dead 6 months, Tony. More. And the police reports say accident. Car caught, foot trapped. Well, doesn't look much.
Yes, but what was he looking for? Did you find that out?
Well, yes, I did.
Well?
You're right. He'd had a whisper about something during the war.
Ah.
I don't know what. Well, it could have been a genuine accident, Tony.
Yes, but it just might not have been. Am I on?
You need the job, Tony?
Well, I want to go away from here, yes.
Personal reasons? The usual reasons?
You could say that, yes.
You never learn, do you? All right, you're on. You get the story down there, and I'll certainly print. It's always niggled me, that. Don't like the idea of someone suppressing information. And someone apparently might be. So, on your way.
He commissioned it?
Yes.
So, a fat fee?
Something. Expenses cut to the bone.
That's not why you won't let me come with you.
No.
Why not?
You want to know? You really want to know?
Yes.
How long have you been living here?
5 months.
Oh, you counted. Right, well, hear this. My wife's willing to get a divorce. I'm free now, or I'm going to be. No liabilities. I like the feeling. Do you get the idea?
You mean...
I mean, I'm sick of permanence. I'm sucked dry. Loyalty, allegiances... Get in the way.
Including me?
If you like.
Do you think I'm going to sit around waiting for you to come back? Knitting?
I don't care. Sorry, but I don't care.
Oh, go to hell.
My name's Parker. I have a reservation.
Ah, yes, Monsieur Parker. Room number 23. Don't have many guests at the moment, Monsieur. It's a long season for us.
Well, you'll be glad I've come, then.
Pardon? Oh, yes. I'll send someone for your things.
No, I'll manage. I wonder if you could help me, though.
Naturally.
There's an Englishman who lives around here, has lived here since the war.
English, Monsieur?
Yes, English.
Oh, very sorry, Monsieur.
You don't know him?
I don't know him, no, I'm sorry. I can't help you.
Good afternoon. Afternoon.
Yes, Monsieur?
I was looking for Monsieur Bouchard.
Yes?
I had some business with him.
I see.
Well, can you tell me where I can find him?
That depends, Monsieur.
Does it indeed?
On what your business might be.
Well, I'm a journalist from England.
Your name? Your paper?
Parker. Tony Parker. Freelance.
And how can Monsieur Bouchard help you?
Well, I'll tell him that, shall I?
As you wish. Please come into the office. It's a little noisy here, I'm afraid. Please sit down.
Monsieur Bouchard?
Please forgive me. So many people come, ask questions, want to look around, bore me with their stories, you know?
I see.
Only a small business here, local paper, once a week. Nothing much in the way of staff, as you can see. They are attracted, for some reason, to the bright lights of Nice, or even Paris. The young. Hello. What can I do for you?
Well, I don't know exactly. Hmm? I have the beginnings of a story. A friend of mine, well, an acquaintance, rather, was through here during the war. His plane was shot down. He told me he was helped by the Marquis.
Well, that's not so unusual, Mr. Parker. You want to contact the old Marquis group?
Well, not exactly. Could you help me if I did?
Unfortunately, I was in North Africa at the time. My father had the paper.
Well, could he remember?
He's been dead many years. Shot.
Oh, sorry.
I don't wish to tell you your job, monsieur, but surely these stories are a commonplace of war?
Perhaps they are, but it's not that story that interests me so much as the Englishman who is still here, the Englishman who was in the group.
An Englishman? I don't think so.
Yes, I checked. The Escapers Club records do show a man called Bryant as having operated in this area for some time. He was last heard of here.
And they said he was still here? In this village?
Well, not exactly. They lost touch, but they were sure he'd stayed on here after the war.
Monsieur, the war ended 30 years ago.
Yes, I know. So, the name Bryant means nothing to you?
I'm afraid not.
I see. Well, there is another angle. Alfred Porter.
I'm sorry?
Alfred Porter. He was an English journalist, died here. His car was burned out, remember?
Ah, yes, of course, but that was last year. I mean, surely an accident of that sort has no news value now. It wouldn't have to me.
No, perhaps not. I just thought he might have come to see you, told you what he was on to, asked for your help, like I did.
No, monsieur, no, he didn't. No. Well, we reported the accident, of course, but I didn't meet Porter. I have no idea why he was here.
Well, apparently he was interested in something that happened here during the war. Something to do with the Marquis, perhaps. I don't know exactly what. Funny he didn't ask your advice.
Yes, I agree it is strange, but he didn't. No, I'm sorry, monsieur. I'm not being much help to you, am I? No, I know nothing of this man, Brian. Nor of the journalist.
Oh, well, I'll ask around. Rather a lot hangs on this one. Still, thanks for your time.
I'm sorry I couldn't tell you more. Perhaps if you'd care to eat with me one evening, we could talk again. I generally take dinner at the Café de Chat in the Place de la Paix. Your hotel is on the corner.
Yes, I think I know what you mean. How the hell do you know where I'm staying?
Oh, I'm a newspaper man too, monsieur, and this is a very small town.
Yes, it is. And yet you didn't meet Alf Porter.
Alas, no. But perhaps I can be of some help, after all. The policeman in charge of the accident investigation, I seem to remember, was Monsieur Lebrun, Inspector Lebrun. I'm sure he would talk to you.
Would he? Oh, well, that's something. Thanks. Bye for now, then.
I'll be in touch with you. Hello? This is Monsieur Bouchard. I wish to speak to Inspector Lebrun. Yes, it is urgent.
Good of you to spare me the time, Inspector.
My pleasure, monsieur. Alfred Porter. A thin file, as you see, monsieur. It was a miserable business. A most unpleasant way to die.
Yes.
Oh, interesting only for our medical people. Forensics. Man had been drinking heavily. They knew that much from the contents of the stomach. I won't go into the medical details. They're not for anyone except the connoisseurs of violence. It was undoubtedly an accident. The car was found below the road, over the edge, against a tree. The petrol tank in the front took the first impact. Boom. You understand?
Yeah, sure. You know why he was here?
I don't think I remember. He was here in his professional capacity.
Oh, yes. Yes, he was.
I can't help you. Sorry. The findings of the investigation are clear enough. There's nothing else for me to tell you.
I see.
Monsieur,
I understand you're also asking questions about certain other people.
The Marquis, yes.
It's not a very good idea. During the occupation, many things happened here. I don't tell you not to ask, of course. But it isn't so wise sometimes to turn over old stones, you know.
And Mr. Bryant?
Has the right to peace and quiet.
Oh, he exists then, does he?
It would be very much better if you accepted that some things are not going to be open to you and that you went home to London.
Are you going to make me?
You see, you misinterpret me so easily, and you speak French so well. We are having a friendly meeting. That's all, I hope.
Right. Thanks for your time. Good day.
Can I help you, Monsieur Parker?
You know my name, Father.
A stranger in our small community soon becomes notorious. Gossip, my son, gossip.
Oh, I see. I was looking for something.
Among the graves? What can you find to interest an Englishman amongst them?
A name, perhaps.
A friend, a relative?
Well, I did notice one thing. Something surprising, in a way.
Yes?
On the far side of the churchyard, a number of headstones with the same date. June 1944. 60 of them.
Yes.
It seemed curious.
Have you seen our church, Mr. Parker? Are you a Catholic?
No, I'm a writer.
Is that a faith or perhaps a threat?
Neither.
You will see that it's very old in part. Did you find the person you were looking for outside?
Bryant. Alan Bryant.
Why did you think he was dead?
It was a possibility, that's all.
Why?
I've spent 2 days being told he doesn't exist. I thought perhaps he didn't.
I see. We are very quiet here. Unused to bustling city ways. Those who would find those ways go to Paris or Nice and leave us in our backwater. We are all happy.
Yes.
And at peace.
Yes. Are you suggesting that I should go away? The policeman suggested it might be wiser.
Please, look at the screen. It's a particularly interesting piece. Carved by one man, a local man. The only example of his work except the pulpit here. Oh, unique. We're lucky to have them.
Look, if I ask you a question, will you answer it directly?
We will have to see, my son.
Is Mr. Bryant living here, near here?
Why do you ask? Curiosity?
Perhaps.
Killed the cat.
Did it kill Alf Porter as well, Father?
Monsieur, let me explain something. If you ask for any man here, people would deny he existed.
Why? What are they hiding?
Nothing, perhaps, but the man you ask for might have. It is up to him to say he will see a stranger. You might be unwelcome. Perhaps you're a policeman or a taxman. Who can tell?
Will you tell me where Bryant is?
You will have to wait with patience, I'm afraid.
Thank you for your time, Father.
It's an interesting church, I believe. Mr. Parker, people here went through many things. Almost no one was spared some loss, some involvement.
You?
I was here, yes. You must understand that perhaps we have simple reasons for our secrets. I will pray for you.
Check. Yes. Yes. Ah. Mate.
Well, I congratulate you. You played well.
Your mind wasn't on the game, Alan, was it?
Not entirely. Is that unsporting of me?
Not at all, not at all. This young man is a tenacious one.
You know, Boucher, I'm almost inclined to see him.
No. Would you like me to ask Lebrun to bring some official pressure? Any regularity with the papers, something of that sort?
Oh, it's so much trouble. Perhaps he will go away. Let it be.
Mademoiselle! Mademoiselle!
Monsieur! Oh,
talking in the library, please?
I thought I asked you for all the newspaper files for June 1944.
I gave them to you, monsieur.
Some of them. There are some days missing. See? For the 16th, 17th, 18th and 21st. Nothing. Where are they?
I don't know.
Well, then you can check. Please. And while you do that, find me the papers for September last year. All of them.
Very well. It's a mystery, monsieur. I'm sorry. We have none of those early papers anywhere. And those for last September have gone to be rebound. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's getting too dark to see the hoops, Ella. Shall we join your father?
Is he still talking to Bouchard? I don't like that man, Mama.
I'm sorry you feel so strongly, darling.
I'm sorry, Mama. I'm on edge. The weather, perhaps...
Your grandmother could always foretell a storm. No, it's true. Poor mother. She put a garden fork through her foot as a child in England. Whenever there was to be rain, it ached. Her penitential pain, she used to call it.
What's the matter with me, Mama?
Matter? Oh, don't be a silly goose. Pour me a drink.
I'm bored. Bored stiff.
Yes, dear.
I am. I want to go away, Mama.
Yes, dear.
I'm 22. I've lived here all my life. No one comes to see us, not really. Old men come, Bouchard, the priest. Other people are discouraged if they come. You don't want them. He doesn't either. Who am I supposed to make friends with, talk to, discuss things with? Who...
You've said it before, Ella. You've made up your mind to go before.
Nothing ever happens here.
I want to see him, Bouchard.
It's stupid, Ella.
No, I want to see him. I don't want it happening again. I want to see him. It's going to do no harm. We all learned discretion a long time ago in a hard school, didn't we?
You think you can persuade him?
Mm-hmm. Perhaps. It's worth a small effort on my part, isn't it?
Perhaps.
We see too little of you.
Now we are old men, not company for such ladies.
Oh. Ella, drive carefully. Bouchard, thank you for the game. I'll beat you next time.
I'll work hard and make you work harder. And your mind will be on it, while mine will be thinking about the dinner Mary is making for us. My dear, many, many thanks for an exquisite meal.
Pleasure.
That veal, I am speechless. You're a lucky man, Alan, to live here surrounded by roses, two fine women, and such food.
Good night, Bouchard.
Good night.
You'll excuse me if I seem impertinent, Ella, but you seemed a little distray this evening.
Perhaps.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to... I'm an old friend, and I thought...
Of my father's. I don't have friends. We're too cut off, remote. Do you know why that should be?
I'm not his confessor, my dear. How old are you?
You know very well how old I am.
And you find it hard to live with him. He is hard to be close to. He always has been.
He talks. Sometimes. To me. But he and Mama, they are remote. Shut off. No matter.
You may leave me here. I'll walk now.
Oh, if you're sure.
My leg will stand that much exercise, I think. You don't like me, do you?
Whenever you have been, my father retreats. Pulls down the shutters.
Your father has seen a great deal, experienced a great deal, been responsible for many things. He feels responsible for many more.
Nothing in the open.
By choice.
His? Yours? Whose? It's impossible to live. I feel so cramped, stifled by it. I walked to the end of the drive this morning for the post. Nothing moved. The air was heavy, threatening almost. There wasn't a bird nor a blade of grass moving. The flat silver leaves of the olives, like armour. The trees crushed, twisted by age. Oh, I'm so bored with it. Isn't it silly? I want to break out of it.
Then do so. You are of age. Go to Paris, Cannes, where the young all seem to go.
London. I've been nowhere, know nothing about anything.
No. Well, good night.
Monsieur Bouchard?
Joseph?
Father? You still find it hard?
Yes, yes, I do.
How is he?
He's restless, concerned about Ella. She is straining at the leash, wants to spread her wings.
Well?
I don't know.
It's an intolerable burden.
Not so much for me. For Alan, it becomes harder. Yes, he's eaten up by it. He wants to see the young man, the journalist.
Impossible.
I'm not sure.
Impossible.
Alan's very wrought up, strung like so much piano wire. He needs to unloose some of it.
And the girl?
Will know nothing, naturally.
She's a beautiful girl.
You remember these things, then?
I may be a priest, Pierre, but I am also a man. Of course I see these things.
It's a miracle. That's certain.
What is?
Joseph the priest. A miracle. Aren't you sometimes jealous? Envious?
Sometimes, of course. You think I sometimes don't regret? It's done. Over. A vow taken. We all pay our price, my son.
So you've seen the young man. You don't want them to meet.
No.
I think, in a way, Alan is... You see, Ella is his only concern. She meets no one. Up there in the house, the atmosphere is destructive. They feed on each other. He wants her to go. Or perhaps that young man...
Ah, I see.
Yes, yes. Bait. So?
It's ironic, that's all.
Yes. Isn't it? He is loyal. Why should he have stayed?
Ah, my son, that's a question to ask a priest. Loyalty is a ticklish virtue.
For you? Now?
I am loyal to my cloth, to my beliefs, as you are.
Ah, yes.
I'm sorry only that you do not believe what I believe.
Oh, you would do well to be glad, Father, or you'd find yourself hearing a confession, absolving a sin that you'd find hard to absolve.
Yes.
I knew you before, Joseph, didn't I? Hmm? A young ram, a drinker. I know women in this place who come to confession for other reasons than those imposed upon them by their faith in God.
The sins of a young man? You told that against me?
Oh,
I am a man. I was once a young man. Things change.
Right, then I will arrange for Alan and this writer to meet.
I will talk with Alan later.
Oh. Say a prayer for me, Father.
Ah, you see. You hedge your belief between God and Marx. Isn't it always the same?
Perhaps you should say a prayer for Alan. Good night.
If he talks, he must only talk so much. I don't want him with that man. In confession, I can shut his mouth, but to shout from the rooftops to some scribbler, no.
Parker's suspicious about the journalist who died before. Lebrun told me they went through the file.
Then he shall not speak to Alan. Let it rest there. It's for the best. God be with you.
Daddy? Daddy? It's so hot, even the frogs are quiet.
You took him home?
He walked from the square to Father Joseph's house. He wants to walk, he said.
I see. It'll rain very soon.
Thank God.
It'll be good for the roses, that's something. You want to go away, Ella?
I think I do.
To what? The bright lights?
I don't know. London, perhaps? Mama was talking to me this afternoon about Sternwood. Home.
Home? Home for her is here. Her father brought her here. Her first husband was French. Well, she's been here almost the whole of her life. How did you get on with Bouchard?
You know what I think about him.
Oh, he takes an interest in you, Ella, your godfather. Oh, that's an irony, isn't it? A Marxist fellow traveller bets in both camps. Did he tell you there is a young man in town looking for me? A young man from London?
No.
He doesn't want me to see him.
Why not?
Do you really want to leave here, Ella?
Yes. Yes, I think I...
You need what? A push?
I think so, yes. I'm not very... You know...
Yes. Yes, I know. No, I want you to do something for me tomorrow, Now, good night, Ella.
Night,
darling. Sleep well. Don't worry. The rain will come soon.
Mark, leave the bottle. I'm tired.
Is that name, monsieur?
Excuse me.
Huh?
Mr. Parker.
That might be, yes.
I have to meet you.
You met me, sir.
Wouldn't you buy me a small drink?
Well, I'm not in the mood, thanks all the same.
Oh, no, no, no. I don't think you understand. I have something to tell you.
Yes. Oh, I see. I'm sorry. Would you like some brandy?
Thank you.
Another glass, please.
Monsieur.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be rude. It's just that everyone in this place knows my name. I've been here almost no time at all, and everyone from the newspaper man to the priest knows my name.
My name is Ella, Mr. Parker.
Tony.
Why are you here, Tony? Not the time for tourists.
Oh, don't tell me you don't know that. Everyone else seems to.
Oh, I'm not about so very much, you see.
Have you had dinner?
No.
Then would you like to? The food here isn't bad.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right?
Thank you. Delicious.
Ah, good. Now, sing for your supper. Tell me who, what, and why.
I don't understand.
You said you had something to tell me. What is it? Are you going to warn me off, too? You know what I'm doing here. Everybody else does. Who sent you?
I only know that you're a writer.
And that I'm digging into the past, the war, to be accurate, and incidentally into the death of a colleague of mine, a journalist called Alf Porter. He died here about 9 months ago.
That was an accident, wasn't it?
Perhaps. Oh, and I'm looking for another man, an Englishman. He has a story that's connected, I think.
His name?
Well, it hardly matters. No one knows him, or they pretend not to know him. There's a sort of conspiracy of silence, a sort of protection that I don't understand.
What is his name?
Bryant, Alan Bryant.
He's my father.
Everyone has tried so hard to keep him hidden.
He wanted me to see you, to find out certain things.
What?
Well, if you were a serious young man or a sensation monger, the other man was... Oh, no matter.
Oh, you met him?
No, never. My father did once. He forced himself into our house. Oh, it wasn't pleasant, you see.
And he died?
Yes, an accident.
I've seen the reports. Inspector LeBron showed me the reports. It was not very nice reading.
Oh, I'm very tired, Tony. I'll have to go home.
Oh, of course. To report.
Oh, please. It hasn't been like... Well, I've enjoyed my evening.
Will I see you again?
You'll have to find your way, Tony. I'll give you directions. If you dare.
Dare?
To meet my father. He's a sad man. Sad.
Good of you to tell us, LeBrun.
We have our uses, Father.
I think we have to agree, eh, Bouchard?
Now, can we get to the business? He saw the girl.
Harmless.
Beautiful.
I accept your point.
Why? Did Alan send her? Why?
You see him more often than most of us, Bouchard. You're in the best position to answer that.
And you, Father? You hear him confess?
No. No longer. Marie, yes, but Alan has lapsed badly.
The wife, is she under some strain, some problem? Does she mention him?
The confessional, my son.
To hell with the confessional. And there's more at stake here than a single man's soul. Come along.
I'm sorry.
All right. So we are left to wonder just what he's going to say to that writer.
Yes. He did a very great deal for us all here. We must be careful.
As he must, Inspector, my son. Remember that. Will you talk to him, Bouchard? At the right time.
Hello? Hello? Anyone around?
Hello.
Oh.
Hello. I see you there. Sunbathing?
Reading. You found us, then?
Well, I'm here. Yes.
Would you like to come and sit in the sun? I could give you a drink.
Oh, no, that's more like it.
Fresh orange juice.
Oh.
Oh, it's too hot for anything else, honestly.
Well, I believe you. Thanks. Ah. Oh, it's a fantastic drive here. Glorious.
Is it?
Mm.
I hardly notice anything, I'm afraid.
Ah, the mountains and the fields and fields of roses. It really is very beautiful. And artichokes.
Artichokes?
Yeah, I've never seen such preposterous things. Growing wild. Well, almost wild.
I suppose one grows used to them, too.
Oh, what a shame. I wonder if you... Sorry, go on, please.
Now, I was wondering if you'd like to see the roses, our roses. My father's roses.
Oh, you cultivate them?
He does, yes. For the market in Nice and a few for the perfumery. Not many. And sometimes tourists come and buy. We don't encourage them.
No, I'm sure.
Shall we go?
Ah, you're very lucky.
Why?
To live here.
You don't. Or perhaps you'd change your mind.
It's peaceful. Beautiful. Look. Look down the valley across all those flowers down to the sea. Now, what more could anyone want?
You don't live here, do you? Doves. They're very pretty.
Yes.
And that room is where the work is done. Batching up the flowers, cutting them, freezing them sometimes. The trouble with the work is that nature doesn't wait, you see. So you're forced to work when the roses are ready.
Do you work too?
Mm-hmm. There used to be more than just the family here.
Oh, I see.
It was a long time ago now, before the war.
Your parents have been here since before the war?
My mother has. She was married to a local man before. He was killed. And then, after the war, the workers didn't want to come back. There was work in the hotel or down on the coast. We paid more. So we all work now, when we have to.
Why did your father come back?
I don't understand.
Well, here, after the war.
He didn't come back. He never left.
All the time?
We don't talk much about it. He doesn't like to talk about that time.
Why?
I don't know why.
Have you asked him?
No. It's best not to.
Why?
You do stop asking questions sometimes, I suppose.
Well, I'm intrigued. Does he find questions disturbing?
Perhaps. Perhaps you should ask him.
Will I have the opportunity?
At dinner, yes.
Dinner? Ah, I'm invited.
Yes, of course. We made up a room for you.
I beg your pardon?
We made up a room for you.
I have a perfectly good hotel in
town. No, you don't understand. You're not to stay there.
I've got a room.
It was cancelled this morning.
By who?
My father.
Cigar, Mr. Parker?
Thank you.
We'll smoke outside, I think. It's a pleasant evening. Do you play chess?
No, I'm sorry.
Ah, you would have made a change to play against someone new.
You were going to teach me, Ella.
Indeed I was, Ella. I will. Sometime.
Ella, come along.
I want to talk.
Oh, later, my dear girl. We'll take our cigars first, hmm? Ah, a pleasant evening, Mr. Parker. We do well enough here, on our own.
You prefer that, Mr. Bryant, to be on your own?
Ah, young man, I may prefer a lot of things. For you, perhaps, they would appear a bore. Oh,
Help yourself to a drink. It's a local made.
Oh, thank you.
A little fiery, I find, but a good drink for all that.
I've a question to ask you.
Why do I hide away?
Oh, no, not that.
Ah, you surprise me.
Why other people protect you?
Ah, yes.
And why a man vanished in a car? A journalist like me.
Looking for a story?
You can see the sea from here, did you know? You'll see it in the morning. Ella takes breakfast here each morning. You could join her. What are you really looking for here? You see a story, a background, what?
I want to know the truth.
You must forgive me, Tony. May I call you Tony? You are a very young man, and you are English. You can have no idea of what it was like here. You come here, wide-eyed and apparently innocent, to turn over stones?
To find you. To find out about Alfred Porter.
To turn over stones. And what will you find under those stones, Tony? Do you have any idea?
I will find out, perhaps, why you stayed, why people protect you. The priest, Bouchard Lebrun. I might even find out why there are gaps in the records of a newspaper in the library for a certain period.
Are there? What does it suggest to you, Tony? You think we are connected, the gap in the newspaper and me?
Well, are you?
There are stones best left unturned.
But then why allow me to come here? Make me stay? You cancelled my room in the hotel.
Well, I assumed you prefer to stay here, with English people. Ella thought you might like to stay.
I see.
You wanted to leave England?
Oh, I suppose. In a way, yes.
May I ask why?
No, reasons. Purely personal reasons. I've just divorced my wife, or rather, she sensibly for once in her life divorced me. And I needed the money.
Money?
For the story.
Ah.
For the feature I'm commissioned to do about this place, the other journalist. Whatever happened here.
If anything did. You like the brandy?
Yes.
Always there is the woman. Funny.
Not at the time. No, we married young. It hadn't worked. It seemed best to go separate ways. And then up popped another, getting her claws in. You understand the situation, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. So you come here to chase moonbeams?
I don't follow.
A man tells you I'm here. A man, incidentally, I've never heard of. He tells you I am here. You would like to escape. Is that too strong a word?
No. You're as good an excuse as any. But now, I'm intrigued. Why hide? What happened between the 16th and the 21st of June, 1944?
You have been busy.
And why cancel my room without asking?
Shall we say, because you intrigued us? And because you are dabbling in the past, in stories, in imaginings.
As the other journalist was doing?
Perhaps. These stories are not your concern.
I'd rather judge that for myself.
Yes. By the way, Ella...
Yes?
She is very young. She's also very restless, attractive. I'm aware of that. She's not very well versed in the world. I think perhaps you understand my drift.
I have a general idea.
I don't want her to be damaged. She needs to leave here. It's a little, how can I put it, claustrophobic for a young girl. The roses, my music, winemaking, the place always the same, her mother. I won't inflict these things on you. I'm sorry. What would you like to do tomorrow?
I have no idea. Drive back to the hotel. Think.
Drive back? I'm afraid our car is out of action at the moment.
No, I'll take mine.
The people at the hotel sent your things up, didn't you know?
You've got a bloody nerve.
Well, they sent someone from the hire firm, took the car back. It seemed a waste of money if you weren't going to use the vehicle.
Look, what are you doing?
Suggesting you stay for a time.
Do I have any choice?
No. You don't. I'd like to see what you're made of, perhaps. It'd be foolish to walk back down. People here, as you have observed, protect me. So, make the most of your opportunity. Enjoy the peace and quiet, the fresh air. More brandy?
Didn't you sleep well, Tony?
What?
You're very bad-tempered.
I'm not bad-tempered.
Well, don't you like it here? Yesterday you were saying how much you envied us. Peace, quiet, lovely flowers, beautiful views. You can see the sea from here. Did you notice?
Why in heaven's name keep me here?
Because I told him I was bored.
And he does everything you want?
Not exactly.
Well, if you're bored, leave.
Oh, I'd be a fish out of water.
You'd manage.
I have these times when I'm bored, depressed. Mama tells me they will always pass, so...
You live here doing nothing, protected like some princess. Protected by lies they tell in the town, the lies here.
Lies? Evasions, perhaps.
No one asks him for his reasons, for the truth about what happened here in the past.
If you want to know, ask him.
Yes, I will.
Long stems, you see. Specially pruned, of course. A matter of experience and care.
Yes, I see.
The market isn't interested in short stem varieties, nor in exotic colours. Classic blooms are the vogue just now, I'm delighted to say.
I see. You arranged that she should come to the hotel to see me.
Ella? Why not?
Bait?
You wanted to come? You're here. You can see we're just an ordinary family living quietly in the sun. A remittance man, I think Mr. Morm would have said.
Do you think about the effect it has on Ella, this life?
It'd surprise you, I suppose, to know that I share your apparent concern. I can't make her go. She has to make up her own mind, you see?
I think I do. You stayed here. Why?
I married, so I stayed.
That priest earlier, what's his name?
Father Joseph. What about him?
Well, he said something about turning stones and not knowing what one would find. Suggested even that what one did find might not be acceptable.
As I did.
Everyone, it seems, tells lies, falsifies records, evades questions.
Perhaps, Tony, the secret, if there is one, is not for anyone to share.
Yet you arranged for me to stay.
I'm intrigued by you, perhaps.
And you're not going to tell me anything more?
I was shot down in the middle of the war. I was a gunner. I was useful to them, the Marquis. They wanted a gunnery instructor. I stayed.
You could have got out?
I had no reason to get out. I had no people to go back to in England. I was doing a job here.
Dangerous?
Very, I suppose.
How were you recruited?
Here, in this house. I was hidden in the dovecote for 6 weeks. A man came to the dovecote one night, an Englishman apparently, John something, I never knew. Don't suppose he told me. He checked that I was a gunner. He knew a lot about me by then. Necessary in case I was a German plant. Then he offered me the alternative of going via the Pyrenees on the coward's run, as he called it.
Coward's run, oh my God.
Or staying. Handing over my identity tags, getting rid of the uniform. The Marquis needed instructors. They had no idea of safety rules, no idea of what to do with the weapons that were being dropped in. So, I joined. He took the identity discs, buried them, I think.
I see.
You know, the pity of it is that one grows used even to the smell of roses. You've been talking to Alan?
He's been talking to me, yes.
He has a fair regard for you, then. He rarely talks to anyone these days.
By choice?
Yes.
That's sad.
I think that depends very much on what you have to talk about. Don't you?
Does it? I don't know.
Once before the war, my first husband and I went to Crete. Oh, please, do sit down if you want to.
Thanks.
Good. Anyway, we went to Crete and we stayed in a small village. We had the money to stay as we wished, and we wished for some peace and quiet. One morning I woke up to hear a great screaming and shouting outside. A woman sat on the step of her house with a black shawl draped over her head. She was weeping. And all around her, women were wailing. In the dust, the chickens ran in circles, and children were standing astonished. It was an extraordinary scene. And then we learned that her husband had been killed in the mountains, hunting.
I see.
Oh, wait. You're in too much of a hurry to assume an end.
I'm sorry.
Well, that night we went into a bar, and there were some Athenians there, and they were dancing and singing. And at all the tables, the men of the village sat drinking water. They were mourning their friend. My husband, my first husband, Jean-Luc, asked our man from the village why they didn't stop the Athenians and tell them that the village was mourning. The man was astonished, and he said, if you'd had a bad day in the fields and the barley wouldn't grow well, and you came home and found your wife had new baked bread on the table and that she'd had a good day, would you tell her of your unhappiness? Make her unhappy, too. Now, do you see?
Must have been difficult here during the war.
Well, if one kept quiet, didn't draw attention. My husband was a member of the local council, quite an important man here, a magistrate and so on, so I was untroubled.
And your present husband?
People regard Alan as a sort of mascot, I think. A hero, in a way. It's remarkable, isn't it, that a man such as Alan should have been what he was. It was immeasurably brave to stay as he did. You realize that?
Is that why he's protected and hidden? There were other people, surely, as concerned, who lived normal lives openly.
There are other reasons.
Yes. Ella?
Knows nothing.
I see.
Ella is very precious to us, Mr. Parker. To her father, to me. I had a son, you see, by Jean-Luc. He died in the war.
Isn't it unhealthy, though, for you to live in the past?
We have our work. The roses.
What about your daughter?
Lives with us here, now. Not in our past.
Visitors?
I don't expect
so. I heard a car door slamming.
Oh, something from the town, perhaps some new plant.
At this turn?
Perhaps. When I married, I remember how peaceful it was here. Jean-Luc was very different from Alan, of course. I'm not making comparisons. He was just different. I could laugh with him. Enjoy being live. I suppose. He was so warm. Kindness itself. We'd time for ourselves.
And now?
We'd a dozen swallows' nests on the south wall. At least a dozen.
Yeah?
I used to watch them. Flying, playing, teaching their young to fly. Flying away in the cool, but always returning. Always returning.
You're afraid for Ella to go away. Why?
There are two swallows' nests on the south wall. Empty.
And then Alan came.
Yes. All that is dead and buried.
Ella may leave, you know.
With you? You persuade her?
Perhaps.
Don't count on anything, Mr. Parker.
Now listen, Father. Listen to me. You're concerned only for the group. You don't give a damn for me. Ah, it's so easy for you.
Easy?
Yes. You sink into anonymity behind the cloth. Every Sunday you raise the host, absolve us of our sins, and are absolved.
Not true. You don't come anymore. You refuse to come to Mass.
I think I know your reasons.
I don't think so, Joseph.
I have some experience in these matters, my son.
Now, perhaps. But we're not here to talk of church, priestliness, the trappings of faith, are we?
I knew you before. Know you for an ordinary man.
Isn't a priest ordinary?
Oh, you're playing with words. You want me to shut up, to continue as though I was still a member of the group, still bound to silence. Were you silent?
You're being foolish, self-indulgent, Alan. I'm sorry for you.
Don't be. I chose to see the journalist. I wanted to see him.
Against Bouchard's advice, against mine.
Ah, I'm a free agent.
There is the matter of responsibility.
To you?
What do you feel for me, Alan?
I'm not thinking about you now.
I'm sorry for you, truly. You're tired.
Yes, I am.
We agreed, the three of us agreed, yet you bring him here, talk to him. Tell him stories.
I have told him nothing that concerns you.
It all concerns me. Us, my son.
It was such a time ago now.
He's persistent. He'll dig up the whole story if you give an inch. You remember the interrogations, those questionings?
No. You remember them, Joseph.
Yes. He'll talk to Mary. He's already talked to Ella. They'll tell him.
How can they? Mary knows only as much as anyone who was here. Ella knows nothing.
And you? You're the weak link. In the old days, what would we have done with you? In the forest? You know very well.
Don't threaten me. You forget what you are now, Joseph.
You're under strain. I know that. We're all strained.
And I am guilty. That's what I find intolerable.
We are all guilty of something, Alan. I will pray for you.
You play well, Tony.
For a beginner.
You've played before, I don't believe you.
Oh, where I come from, croquet lawns aren't ten a penny, Ella.
Where are you from?
Well, originally, Birmingham. And then London. Well, London, I suppose, now.
Suppose?
Well, things change. I move about. Yeah. It is, I suppose, the only advantage of my work. I'm in and out of London.
You have a house there?
Oh, you're joking. I have a flat. Small, self-contained, on the Heath. That's pleasant enough.
Yes, it must be.
I tell you what. You shall see it when you come to London. Oh. Yeah, you come to dinner. I enjoy cooking.
Do you mean that?
Of course I mean that.
Why, I thought... I mean, I assumed you'd have a wife or something.
Your turn, I think. I had a wife, Ella. We parted. Unamicably, I may say. She was a bitch.
Sorry.
Well, it doesn't matter. So, the flat is not full of wife, or mistress, or anything, except books and unanswered letters. Bills, mostly. Well, that's nice. I haven't seen you laugh since I've known you.
You're disturbing. You know that.
Am I?
I don't know very much. I'm not your sophisticated London... anything. So I'm not very good at getting to know people and men. I'm shy, I suppose. Frightened.
Of what, for heaven's sake?
Doing anything.
Well, you should leave.
Oh, but you see, Tony, my father...
Well, what future do you see? What will happen here?
I don't know.
And what is he hiding from? Do you know that? Do you care?
Yes. I care very much. If it was out in the open, spoken about, things might change somehow.
So, bring it into the open.
Oh, it's easy for you. You come here out of the blue, you see something you feel is wrong, it's easy.
But you have to try. It's like playing a new game. You have to go at it. Bull in the china shop.
You don't get hurt in a game. You don't hurt other people.
You mean your father and mother? Who else?
I don't know. That's the trouble. I think maybe Monsieur Bouchard knows.
Was he here during the war?
Yes.
He told me he was in North Africa.
Oh, he was here. I'm certain he was here.
Well, does it matter if he's hurt?
It matters if anyone is hurt, surely, Tony.
You've lived too long in your castle, Ella. Time you woke up.
Is it? Oh, I'm suffocated, you see, Tony.
It'll pass.
It always does, yes. When the heat breaks... When the rains come properly, yes. But this stifling, heavy... Did you know they had rainmakers in some countries? I read it somewhere. Professional rainmakers dancing to bring the rain.
Perhaps we should do that.
Well, feather hairdressers and bones in our noses.
If necessary.
Someone arrived at the house last night late.
No. No, we never have late visitors.
I heard a car. Your mother said it might have been someone delivering something. Plants. I watched outside. He left about 2. Father Joseph. Why?
I'm not sure.
Would he go back to England, your father?
Why should he?
If you were to leave, would he then?
If, Tony. It's the big barriers, aren't they?
Will you, Carmilla?
With you?
Why not? It's a chance. You could see what it's like outside. Yes, you could look.
Perhaps. Perhaps I don't want to. Perhaps I'm scared. Is it so very much to go and see? Or is it ugly, cruel, noisy?
Yes, it is. But more. If you're with... Oh, you have to make up your own mind.
Funny, isn't it? How we pin so much hope on people we don't know. Like having faith in God. I'm not sure I can take that step into the dark now.
Please. Think about it.
You don't begin to understand, do you? I'm not ambitious. I like the quiet. Perhaps you'll despise me for that. Sometimes I have the desire to look no further than the olive trees at the end of our garden.
Why don't you try?
Come in. Ah, Ella.
You working?
Oh, nothing that can't wait. Accounts, bills. What is it? That young man?
No. In a way, yes. Why did you make him stay, really?
You like him?
Yes, I do. Don't you?
I hadn't thought about likes or dislikes with regard to him.
At least he talks to me. No one talks here, really talks.
Perhaps it's more comfortable that way.
You all just sit and wait for things to happen. If you didn't have your music, this house would be like a grave.
Do you know... Well, of course you know. Monsieur Lagrange.
Mm.
Now, he and his sister have lived in that small farmhouse for 30 years. Alone. Together. Now, since their mother died. Not a word have they passed since that time. I love this place, Ella. When I first came here long ago... I knew this place would be important to me. After it was all over, I needed the quiet. I wasn't well. There'd been considerable strain. Do you understand me?
I think I do, yes. Why won't you talk about it, Daddy? Let it out.
Jean-Luc, your mother's first husband, had been... He was dead. It was the most obvious thing in the world to look after Mary. I had a debt I owed.
You married my mother for a debt?
Here, nothing needs to be rushed. Time solves all problems. Time and silence and a few lies. Perhaps.
Oh, you can't tell me that old Lagrange and his sister haven't spoken because they love each other.
Perhaps they only hurt each other if they speak. 30 years, with never a good morning, good day, sleep well, nothing. Once the barrier is erected, now who will pull it down?
But you and Mama.
Ella, there are some things to be wary of. Mary and I live here, have lived here with many things. Memories, bitterness too. We're not young. We're used to each other. Is that bad? Perhaps our responsibility, one to another, is silence?
And the lies?
Listen. A glass of good wine is excellent. A second glass is to savour, and a third to taste. It is the fourth glass that destroys the illusions, and the savour, and the taste. And the bottle is so empty that there is no going back. Maybe that's what happened to me and your mother.
I have a dream, Daddy. A recurring dream, did you know? And I find you here, in your study, and you're weeping. In this room, alone.
Now, Ella...
Lulu, listen. And you're crying about all this. The roses, Mama, and I feel it is all a mistake. My dream always makes me want to leave.
I understand that, Ella.
Tony thinks I should go away too.
Does he know you so well? What did he say?
Nothing. Nothing at all. He listened to me, that's all.
Father? Father?
Ella, what a pleasure to see you.
I'd like to talk to you, Father.
Mm-hmm.
About two things.
I see. You wish to come into the church or stay here in the sunshine?
Oh, here, please.
Very well.
If a girl wanted to go away from her parents and not come back for a long time, perhaps never, would that be a terrible sin, Father?
Why should any girl do such a thing, Ella?
If she had been asked, Father, perhaps she might. If she was driven, she might.
Driven? How?
If she knew that her father was unhappy, lonely, and that her mother and he were strangers.
I see, my daughter. I do see. And where would this girl be going?
She doesn't know. Not exactly.
A step into the dark?
Yes.
What was the other question, my daughter?
That is a question I asked for someone else.
The writer? The journalist?
Yes.
What is the question?
He wants to know why there are 60 gravestones with the same date on them over there.
As he.
Well?
He shouldn't have sent you. Tell him he must ask your father. And warn him he will have no answer.
Oh.
I'm sorry. As for your first question, it is natural that a child should leave her parents. It is less natural if she doesn't have an idea where she might be going, but then times have changed. And if that young man is a friend to you, Ella, tell him seriously that he must stop turning stones, for there might be a viper under one of them. He should go too. Take care, daughter.
Now we can irrigate all the roses when they need it. Water can be a problem, you see, Tony.
Yeah, I'm sure. I spoke to your daughter last night.
So a pump, a length of pipe, and a very deep well. Problem solved. Did you come to any conclusions?
That she should leave, perhaps. That she should take the jump.
With you?
For herself.
Where did you hear about me? Did you say?
I told you, in a bar in Hampstead. A man was shooting a line about being shot down, the usual stories.
You despise them, the storytellers?
They usually remember a shimmering romantic haze. I wonder how much is truth, that's all.
Yes. Which pub in Hampstead? The Hollybush, the Flask? Part of a youth gone somewhere. Shot down, in a way. I remember Suffolk. I was stationed there. There was a pub in the village. I don't remember the name of the pub or the village. The girl behind the bar collected badges. Wings and cap badges. Oh, there was a beam full of them. And photos all over. They all wrote, "To Grace with Love." Her name, I suppose. Most of them didn't come back. Can't even remember their names now. You know, a man could be in your squadron and you'd know his face, and then they're gone so fast you only knew Tom or Dick or Harry. No more.
Do you want to know what interested me?
Not at all, no. You must accept, young man, that some men are not intrigued one jot in themselves, or what is intriguing or of interest in them to others. It may be rare in your circles, but it happens to be true. I'm sorry.
No, you despise us, journalists.
I don't care about you. You're the parasites sitting fat on the bodies of our experiences. Nothing more.
Is that why one died?
He died as a result of an accident.
No, he died because he was ferreting about here.
And if it were true, aren't you afraid? Just a little bit afraid of what might happen to you?
No. Not really.
Then we are very much more similar than you realize, Tony. I want Ella to go away from here. I will tell you a story, but I cannot promise that you will want to use it, or that you will even be allowed to tell it. I suppose it was 6 months after I joined the group that a girl was sent to me. Elizabeth. She was in Gestapo headquarters, a secretary. We were causing trouble in our sector, and they'd sent some SS troops, hard men. She was our contact.
What had you been doing?
Oh, the usual. Blowing bridges, trucks, roads. Nothing extraordinary.
And Jean-Luc, was he connected?
In a way. Not overtly. A respectable citizen, well-liked. He even gave a dinner for the German officers on occasion.
I see.
The girl, Elizabeth, was very gay. She had blonde hair and dark brown eyes, and she was full of laughter. One day she was betrayed, and they raped her to death.
Oh.
Oh, yes. They threw her out of their headquarters into the gutter naked. She lay until night came, because none of the people who knew her dared reclaim her body.
My God.
I didn't dare go. I walked past her in the night, saw her, couldn't touch her. Her white body broken, the hair lying, still alive in a way, in the gutter. And no one picked her up until late that night in the dark when the moon was gone. Then we learned that the officer in charge, a general he was to go through the forest to a village in the north.
Who told you?
Jean-Luc. Who else? A respectable man, well-liked. He told us. We planned our ambush for the general carefully. I insisted that we did it. Pierre, our leader, was against it. We overruled him. Three men on each side of the road in a drainage ditch, each with 2 grenades. 3-second fuses. Ah, have you ever tried to shorten a fuse? If your hand sweats, it blows your fingers off. 3 men on each side, 12 grenades. Men at the top and bottom of the incline with machine guns, and a large party afterwards to clear up the mess. The general was sitting in an open car, Mercedes, with a couple of staff men. Oh, I don't know, it was very easy. I'll never forget that man sitting in the Mercedes, looking at the grenade lying at his feet, and trying at the same time to dislodge the grenade that was on the folded tonneau cover of the car. There was very little left of those men. But we'd been trapped, you see. The men in the car were decoys, prisoners, shackled into the cars, forced to ride. In the heavy trucks at the rear of the convoy, a crack unit. Oh, they came at us like hot knives through butter. 4 of us escaped. 1 is blind, and the others... The girl, Elizabeth, she didn't talk. She didn't betray us. I wish to God in a way that she had.
Who then?
Oh, there's more. You're hungry for stories. I will give you more than even you will stomach. We never believed them when they warned us what reprisals they would take. They brought out the children from the school, and they stood them against the wall, and the children were singing. Ask the priest, Father Joseph. He wasn't a priest then. We watched it. We watched them shoot down those children. And they had already killed Elizabeth.
Your girl.
Hmm. You would, I suppose, say that, yes.
And the 60 graves in the church, the children.
What do you think?
Well, no memorial, nothing.
For what? Who? People like you to come and gape at, gawp at, rake over?
And if we don't, it's forgotten. Is that a good thing? They hide you. Why?
Because I organized the ambush. I planned it. I did it without thought of the consequences, and I led them into that trap, and the men were killed, and after them the children too. Because I didn't think. They think I am a hero.
Was it your fault?
Elizabeth died in that gutter naked. I thought only of her. She was the bait, and I took the bait, as they knew that I would.
And the betrayer?
Oh, him. We set out, those of us who survived, and we killed our man. Spit in the wind. But those children, those men, because I love that girl. I live with that in my skull each day of my life. You want Ella to go with you when you leave?
I think so, yes.
I will be in the garden. Find her, would you?
It's so long since it all happened. No one cares about it, not now.
Some do. They must do. They were brave men.
Playing games. Were you brave?
I felt exhilarated, yes. We're landed with what we have in this world. I miss those men and those women who died. Yet you, people like you, can waste their deaths. It doesn't matter for you, but each day I watch it. Every waking moment of my life is spent watching what happened in my head. It's no exaggeration. People may forget. I don't. It's locked away. Private. Because even you can't begin to understand what it truly means. I live here, tucked away, quietly out of the eye of the world, because the people here choose to let me. I'd be afraid to leave.
Oh, darling.
Oh, yes, yes. I have been damaged. Yes, I admit I am damaged. Here in my rose garden I work. The flowers don't stop being beautiful. Your friends will die. That young man's friends will die, Ella, with white headstones, and they will lie in rows. It helps to remember. 6 rows in, 4 up. Charles, mother, father. My friends have no stones. I am alive and working, and I hide. I sometimes ache to forget what I have seen and what is constantly in my skull. I'm afraid of the anger, the despair and the hatred. Well, I'm not unique. I'm not. It's in all men. I remember because it is burned there. We took our betrayer and we eviscerated him. So much awful. You dismiss it as meaningless. It is other people's sufferings you dismiss. Those 60 children. Elizabeth, who died silent. The betrayer himself, who was so silent and so frightened. I don't refuse to tell the story because of what will happen to other people. Not entirely. Not so much as because of my fear of what will happen to me. My anger, I am afraid of. My hatred. I drink a good deal. I listen to music. I'm alone as much as I'm able to be. I retain my own control, but the balance is a delicate one. I know. It's all very close to the surface, Ella, and I don't expect you to understand a quarter of it. We're all afraid. You of loneliness, youth, and I am afraid of what is in my head, inescapably.
Who was the betrayer?
You don't let go, do you? The man we killed was Jean-Luc, her first husband.
Does my mother know?
She knows that, yes. But you see, there's something more. He was the wrong man. He had been betrayed himself.
Oh, my God. So who?
That I will tell to no one. Ever. Now I think you had better go. It is done.
You're a lucky man, Alan. He's gone. Safely. Bouchard told me.
Do you know why I stayed with the group?
No.
Because I was afraid. I was afraid of being a coward. So I stayed. Nothing touches you anymore, does it? Does that help? You hear a confession, acts of contrition, admissions, sins, guilt. Do they touch you? Was it all now a blank, cold void?
The Jews say there are seven men who carry with them the sins of all the world, the super scapegoats. We can't all feel guilty, my son.
Ah, I wish then I had the strength of one of them. For I constantly have in front of me the memory of foul things. I feel empty, drained of all compassions. I feel anger, a great bile rising in me. I felt it today. I feel it. That boy came so lightly and asked for a story, as if he had the right.
You didn't tell him?
I told him something, enough.
We told you not to. We agreed, all of us agreed. You all promised.
He has gone. Ella, too, has gone. I am left, Father, with this great black thing on my back. Mary and I, we make confessions, the one for the other. I'm incapable of other than that. Not a spark of the real fire left in me. There was so much we hoped for. It's all time wasted.
You mustn't think that.
Truth, you know perfectly well. You hide from what you did, behind your cloth, your faith. Well, what can I hide behind? Ah, I've done enough. Can't even care very much now. I lie in our bed each night and I sweat like a pig. I trespass each night I lie with Mary. I always have. Well, you know that. The day Jean-Luc was killed, she shut her eyes. She offers me what? A body once or twice, a bed, food, work, what else?
Does she know the truth?
Ah, it isn't important. We've marked out our boundaries. Our territories are safe, one from the other.
Yet you stay.
Oh, it's too late now. I've never meant to hurt her. But now Ella has gone. The wall is pulled down. I'm afraid.
You haven't been to confession for a long time, Alan.
I haven't been able to.
It might help. Believe me, we've all killed men, Alan, one way or another.
That journalist? The first one who came?
Not I.
Oh, I didn't suggest you, Joseph.
We were all afraid of him, of what you might say. It's a heavy burden to carry. You must know the burden that I carry, too. I hear those little daily sins confessed at the grill. I sometimes ache to run through the village shouting what I carry, what I know.
Of others or yourself?
Both. And you?
I suppose I do. Yes. So, who had him killed?
Bouchard, perhaps. I think Bouchard.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't need to confess to me. He doesn't need to confess to anyone. He doesn't believe. So, Bouchard had him killed.
When you talked, when the SS had finished with you in that place, when you talked, what did you feel?
Betrayal isn't so very hard to achieve, Alan. It's in all of us. Christ teaches...
Oh, I'm not concerned with Christ, Joseph. I'm concerned with you, that dead journalist, Bouchard. You betrayed us. Yes, I know that. You told me and expected me to what? To react in the old ways?
I hoped, yes, that you would find a way to... I don't know.
Punish you? Oh. Well, well.
That man. You know why he was killed? Not the fear of you talking. Why should anyone but I care about that? It was because... He didn't care who was hurt by his delving, because the people here are private and want to keep their privacy. They don't offer remembrance to those children, not their mothers nor their fathers. Their grief is private. You do, each year. That man was killed because he would bring pain to everyone here, but above all to you. You had no need to stay, but you stayed. You had no need to fight with us, but you fought. You had no need to remain here after it was over, except that you'd been
What can I say? Broken. We love you, you see. And so you are protected.
I wouldn't have given him the name of the real traitor, Joseph. You and I live with that knowledge, don't we?
Yes, we do. I was once a man, Alan. I had appetites like any other man. I do still. Judas hanged himself, and that perhaps was easy. I have what I did in my mind every day of my life.
As I do.
But I betrayed them, not you. And I believe in a God who will not absolve that sin. You see? Good night, Alan.
Come on, Ella.
Oh, I'm not sure, Tony.
Get it over with.
All right, Tony, if you're sure.
Tony! Oh. Tony, bloody good to see you, old son. Been away.
Well.
Oh, celebrating, I can see. Oh, me dear. You'll never introduce us George, the name. What do you drink? Here, Tony, did you follow up that story?
In a way.
Juicy stuff, was it?
You might think so.
I only want 10%, old son, eh?
Well, you'll wait a long time. There's nothing I want to use. Not now.
Ihr seid verantwortlich! Ihr alle seid verantwortlich! Feldwebel! Jetzt!
In The Rose Garden by Nick McCarty, Tony Parker was played by Nigel Anthony and Alan Bryant by Arnold Peters. Ella, Emily Richard. Father Joseph, Geoffrey Matthews. Monsieur Bouchard, William Eadle. Inspector Lebrun, Brian Haynes. Mary Bryant, Eileen Barry. George, the man in the pub, Jack Holloway. Jill, Heather Barrett. And the hotel porter, Alan Devereux. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The French schoolchildren were played by the members of Form 3M of North Bromsgrove High School in Worcestershire. The play was produced and directed in our Birmingham studios by Roger Pine.